KB3WQI Cliff.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is KB3MXM. Thank you for joining us this evening. We're just going to give it another minute or two for any alibis that want to jump in real quick. So as soon as we get done with this little pause, so you can adjust your microphone or speaker volume, or maybe perhaps if you need to check with the test server to just check your audio, and we'll get started. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland, D.C. Section EchoLink Net. Please stand by.
Welcome to the M3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
We'll be starting in just a few moments while we allow some of our repeaters, Link repeaters, to check in.
Welcome to the M3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, EchoLink node 84345.
Good evening, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started here in just a few minutes while we let some more of our link repeaters check in and ID, and then we'll get started. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland, D.C. section, EchoLink Net. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland, D.C. section, EchoLink Net. We'll be starting in 1 minute.
Clear the frequency, over.
All right, this is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland, D.C. section manager, and you are now listening to the Maryland, D.C. EchoLink Net, also linked through local repeaters for those stations who would like to contact the net via RF. So the Maryland DC section EchoLink meets monthly on the third Friday of each month at 8 p.m. here on the WASH_DC EchoLink node. We would like to thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for allowing us to use his system for our net and for his hard work to keep it going for many others while we do things in amateur radio. So thank you very much, John. We'd also like to thank the repeater operators, their teams, and trustees linked in to us this evening, and those stations who are those repeaters that have linked in the past. We want to thank you for your hard work to bring amateur radio together here in Maryland. And we'll list those repeaters here in just a moment. The Maryland DC EchoLink Net covers all activities in the state of Maryland and the District of Columbia. Today's been a rather large event with the inauguration and activities, parades, and gatherings in the Washington, DC area and throughout Maryland and DC. I'll get to some of the activities that were occurring today and maybe be able to share with you some of the things that we did. First, I'd like to recognize some of our repeaters. We have K2JAI, and K2JAI repeaters linked in to WB3GXW. The November 3 Hotel Foxtrot link and repeater system, W3ICF. K3CAL, W3SMR, and sometimes we get N3RO checked in. W3SMB sometimes checks in, but I'm not sure. And we sometimes have KB3JQQ link to his system as well. All of those are listed in your section news. Section news is published monthly and provided to you through email if you sign up for it, or you can find it on the ARRL website under Maryland DC section. Great. Okay, John, I'll do my best to add more audio. So we're operating an EchoLink, which means there's a couple of places you can communicate. A lot of times there are chats going on in the chat window if you have the application running. You'll also see who has checked in or who is checked in on the roster list above. We'll try to cover everything this evening, including giving an opportunity to those stations who join us here in Maryland and some that have joined us from very far away. Okay, sorry for delay. We're multitasking over here. All right, let's continue with our net this evening. So some of the things that we're going to talk about, they're rather important. We're going to talk about the national traffic system and message handling on our traffic nets have made some changes. So we'll allow some time for Father Al, W3YVQ, our section traffic manager, to cover that. Very important to know that because of propagation and because of band conditions, some of these locations, times, and frequencies might have changed, and you might be unaware of that at this time. So we'll cover that too. We'll also cover some of the local ham fests that are coming up and a few contests that are occurring over the weekend. We'll talk a little bit about Aries, and we'll also have some comments from our guests this evening. All right, let's take a break. Let everybody reset. We'll be right back. So first, I'd like to give an opportunity for any Maryland, D.C. section staff, and if you've joined us this evening, any of those that might be from the Atlantic Division would like to check in now. Your call signs, please.
WI3N.
W3YVQ, we had no audio. You want to try again? On that one, buddy. We'll get back to you in just a moment.
That should be better.
It's much better. Okay, good. W3YVQ checked in. Any other MDC section staff? And we have WI3N. Atlantic Division represented here. Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Let's first start with the national traffic system and message handling and our traffic nets. I'm going to turn it over to W3YVQ, who can talk a little bit about our propagation conditions lately. I think that has bearing on some of the other things we're going to talk about this evening and some of the changes that have been made. So W3YVQ, please.
Okay, good evening all, W3YVQ. Yeah, it looks okay. Here in the waning years of cycle 24, the MUFs have been getting down below 80 meters in the evening after dark. Consequently, early MDD has been a bit of a challenge, and the third region net at 7:45 likewise. And sometimes the two later nets at 9:30 and 10 on 3RN and MDD respectively, are a little bit better. However, they have been so bad on so many nights on third region that we all decided to move down to 160. And we've been operating on 1820 on third region at 7:45 and 9:30. Tonight was a peculiar example, however, of how we can adapt and play musical chairs, because one of our liaison stations was not being heard on 160. So I started the net up on 80, checked him in, took two pieces of traffic, and then ran like a rabbit down to 160 and checked in down there and passed the two pieces of traffic on, and we finished up the net on 160. So third region, cycle 4 is now down on 160. MDD is still having significantly successful nights during the solar wind events over the past few days, had to continue on 80 meters at 7 and 10 p.m. And because of the propagation conditions early after sunset going bad so quickly, we moved the MEPN an hour earlier, starting at 4:30 with a pre-net in the afternoon Eastern time, and then continuing on with the formal call of the net at 5 p.m. So that's the status there, and today we participated in the exercise, our public service activity for the inaugural and the safety of the public down there in D.C., and ran MEPN at 7, 9, 11, and 1 in the afternoon and 3 in the afternoon, and the normal 5 p.m. net, and had acceptable propagation at all those times. However, if you're trying to do peer-to-peer digital or other modes on HF during the dark hours, you may have problems. So be warned in advance and prepare. 730W3YVQ.
BJQQ.
Okay, thank you, WYVQ. Remember now that a lot of these HF traffic nets also have alternate frequencies, and you can find a lot of that information if you visit the website for Maryland, D.C. under NTS Nets. You'll find lots of good information there, including all the jurisdictions within Maryland. You'll also find a net table, which also has alternate frequencies on there. And you'll find the most important, which is the daily operations on how Cycle 2, Cycle 4, and all the nets integrate together. Very important to understand that, including the digital parts of the national traffic system and message relaying throughout amateur radio. So I encourage you to review that. Take a break.
Welcome to the M3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
All right, that should be enough time. All right, let's move on. So with the bands in such horrible conditions, some of these contests that are going to occur this weekend are going to be, I think, problematic. But you know, that's the whole part about amateur radio, is finding ways to make it happen. As Father Al mentioned just moments ago, we did exactly that with the just-in-time requests that were coming in after weeks and weeks and weeks of waiting. They all sort of came together at one time in the last few days prior to the inaugural event. Organizations and served agencies were asking for amateur radio support. And that's very important, because they realized that we're capable of doing this, and we can do this, even in just in time. Our notification process usually is always just in time. Whether it's an incident, a disaster, emergency, or whatever it happens to be, we get the just in time request, and we should be ready to go. Right. So as I said, some of the contests this weekend, like for example, the VHF contest, obviously not going to have any problem there, except maybe on 50 megahertz. So for everyone listening, if you got a ham license, you got EchoLink, this is the contest for you. This is VHF and up. So lots of good things could happen here. Everything from a little bit of tropo, ducting, who knows what you might use. So the January VHF contest is the 21st until the 23rd. Check your contest calendar, see exact times and reporting requirements, and please remember the rules. Also, the North American TISO party is also this weekend for sideband, so also check the rules there. Right. Now I'm going to talk about the Workdahl bands, or I'm sorry, WAB, Workdahl band. The 160-meter contest. Now, it was brought to my attention, and I'll share it with you this evening, that working the 160-meter contest can be a little difficult. And with the band conditions, it can be even more difficult. But let's make sure that we follow the rules. Let me just make this statement. In rule, Alpha 11.7, remote operations is forbidden. Doesn't say you can't do it. Just says it's forbidden. Now, in investigating this with the league, take a break. In some situations, if you're going to be using remote stations, your log has to identify the remote station. In some contests, you have to identify the remote station. You can't mix them. A lot of these rules are you have to be operating from where you are at, where your microphone is sitting, from your front door. So just remember, although it's all about being honest, let's be honest about it. Work the contest properly. Give everyone equal and fair chance in the contest. So that rule alone for the 160 contest says remote operation is forbidden. So don't log something from a remote listening station halfway across the planet. It might bring up some questions. And what you don't want to do is find yourself in a situation where you might be told don't participate anymore. So just let's do this right. Also this weekend is the Feldheld Sprint. And if you don't know what that is, it's a digital mode, rather eclectic for some people. You can get the app for your computer. So called Feldheld Sprint, the 21st to 22nd. All right, there's a contest. Everybody have fun. I'll be right back. All right, do I have any section emergency coordinator? Do I have the section emergency coordinator, assistant section coordinators, or any EC emergency coordinators on the net? Your call sign, please. All right. Somebody just came through on the N3HF repeater system. I didn't get your call. It was a little staticky. Try that again, please.
November 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
Okay, there we go. See there? So there's your emergency coordinator right there. So here lately, and it's only that some situations we don't have things to report, but we certainly will try to report them. You know, Frank supports the ARES organization and group and also reports regularly from his section on activities. Now, I work with Jim Montgomery, WB3KAS, and we try to work very closely with the ECs, try to keep them informed and whatever resources. And Jim's been around to many of the ARES groups, and I've been around to some of them myself. But it's very, very important that we know what activities are going on in your area. Frank supports that. He sends his reports in, and so do many others. So if you happen to be involved in ARES, ask your emergency coordinator to add something to the report. Whatever you may be doing in emergency communications during the month should be in the report, and the report should be sent to the SEC. So remember to get that in on time. Very, very important that we receive that so we report our activities in ARES. Also, there's some opportunities if you're from the Eastern Shore and you're interested in this. Contact Jim or myself, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction. We're looking for some emergency coordinators for that area. So if you're on the Eastern Shore and you want to do this, get in touch with your section staff. Great.
With your section staff. Great.
Over to Calvin.
Okay, a little backwash there on the radio, but that's okay. We'll continue on here. All right, so that's our ARES report. We're 568 strong in ARES. If you know someone that's interested in emergency communications, get them involved in ARES. And I always ask this question when I go to clubs and ARES groups. It's usually a two-part one. Do you have to be a ham to be in ARES, and do you have to be a league member to be in ARES? And there's a good trivia question. You can look that up. If you look that up, you're going in the right direction, so you can find it on the web. All right, that's it for ARES. Anything from N3SEO? Mr. Frank, do you have anything to add?
I'm not doing any next right now.
Right here, Jim, except we have a meeting tomorrow morning at the EOC, N3SEO.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. There's a meeting at the EOC tomorrow. I'm sure there'll be lots to talk about from what's happened on Friday. Thank you very much. All right, let's move down to WI3N. Jim Cross, my friend, how are you? Boy, I am ready to give this up for $9.95. Sell it on eBay. Today was one of those days, my friend. Let me tell you, I really enjoyed it, but boy, it was a tough day to get through. But, Jim, tell us what's happening at the Atlantic Division level, sir. WI3N.
Okay, thank you, Marty. This is WI3N. I am an assistant director for the Atlantic Division now. At this point, we don't have a whole lot going on, but I think that very shortly, Tom will be finished the board meeting, and hopefully we'll be getting out a little newsletter to the Atlantic Division. We've been talking about it, but haven't managed to pull it together yet. But now that we've had the board meeting, let's see what happens on that one. And that's the major thing. Spent the day at the Laurel City EOC doing the fun stuff that Marty was doing. But he had more stuff to do than we did. We just sat there and enjoyed it. one good thing came out of it, and that was one of our folks, Johan, NI3C, left at about 6:45 and called in on the radio an accident on Main Street and 216, which I relayed to the police officer there who called it in and sent a car. So that was a good thing. Other than that, that's about it for the from this end. This is WI3N back to net.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was listening to the VHF today. I heard reports on traffic and several reports from some of the semi-activated EOCs and other groups reporting. NEMA in Reisterstown was also on frequency today. They were also participating with the National Traffic System and checking into the nets as well. So that's good. We're all doing a good job there. And I'll share with you just a great, great acknowledgement from our division director that we got this evening. So let's go through the HamFest calendar first, and then we'll go to some of the stations and repeaters here on the EchoLink. This is KB3MXN. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the Wash underscore EchoLink node. We'll be right back. All right, we'll go through the HamFest list, and then we'll turn it over to N3VBJ, our Northeast Siwan coordinator. Maybe he's got some words of wisdom. So get ready there, Jerry. And then maybe a few words from our Baltimore Traffic Net manager, Mr. Chris. So you guys get ready. We'll be with you in just a moment. The HamFest, the Holiday Fest, coming up the 29th. This is the Odington Volunteer Fire Department in Odington on the 29th, Sunday. And information can be found in the section news. After that is the Virginia State Convention, Frost Fest, Saturday, February 4th. So right after that, you get to go down to Richmond. And if you're even going further south, you go to Orlando. You go into Hamcation, lucky you. February 10th through the 12th, located at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. Somebody bring me a map back. I want a souvenir. I can't make it. Enjoy yourself with that in February. But if you can't make it that far, how about the Winterfest in Northern Virginia Community College on March the 19th, right? And then we're moving to April for the Maryland State Convention. That's being held in Georgetown, Delaware on the 22nd of April, followed by York, Pennsylvania HamFest, 2017 HamFest. And you know what I don't have on here? I think there's also, sometime after that, is also the SWL, the Shortwave Listeners, big meeting up there in Pennsylvania, too. So if you're a big Shortwave listener, you might want to look that up. And then by then, we're starting to get warm outside. We got May 6th. We got the Greater Hagerstown HamFest. And then, of course, Dayton is coming up in May as well on the 19th. So Dayton on the 19th. I'll stop there. You can look up the rest of them. They go out throughout the next couple of months. And if you have any information on any of those you'd like to share with the section, please send it to your section staff. All right, we'll take a break and we'll turn it over to N3VBJ. Okay, November 3, Victor Bravo, Juliet, Northwest Sky, Northeast, Northwest, Jerry, I sent you out west. Northeast Sky Warn Coordinator, sir. How about some words for the net? Is there any training coming up? And what should we look out for in the next few weeks or months?
Well, good evening, Marty. Good evening to everyone on the net. Name here is Jerry. Call is N3VBJ, and I am the Northeast Coordinator of Sky Warn. In the new year, we are currently working on scheduling new classes as we speak. Nothing is scheduled right now. I don't expect the National Weather Service to begin working on scheduling new classes until probably March or April. March at the earliest. They seem to want to concentrate their efforts on winter and don't want to release any meteorologists to teach classes when they're needed at Sterling. So hopefully we'll have some information on the Skywarn page. From the LWX page. The only new thing, change that we've had There is a new system for reporting snow and ice, which is done via a web page. If you go to the Sterling LWX weather page, at the bottom, or actually it's at the top of the page for Skywarn, there is a tab to report snow, and it's a simple fill-in-the-blank web page. You put your spotter number, your location, and what you're reporting, and it goes directly to the forecasters. They seem to be having trouble with getting the emails and voice calls and everything together into the computer system. So that web page makes it easier for everybody to go through one system. And with that, we'll turn it back to the net. Back over to you, Marty, and 3DBJ.
3JQQ.
Time for everybody to reset. Let's go to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Mr. Chris, Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. You have a few words for us? He's going to ask you to join the net. Listen to that part. It's very important. Go ahead, Chris. Okay, he was here, but he's not anymore, so we'll move on. All right, to share some other information with you that's going on around the section, remember, we just had this past Wednesday, we had the HF Hospital Net. It uses the same HF frequency as the MEPN, which or the frequency that's listed, 3820. And it starts at 7:30 in the evening. Now, here's where it gets a little quirky, but you just got to remember that it's the Wednesday after the third Monday. Outlook doesn't let you do that, but anyway, you just have to kind of mark it on the calendar. It's the Wednesday after the third Monday. Is the HF Hospital Net. Please join Wanda and her folks over there. The next net is November the 22nd. So put that on your calendar right now for the high-frequency HF Hospital Net at 7:30 local time on 3820. They also, in PT County, they also have regular training sessions. VHF Net meets on the K3ERA repeater 145.23 with a PL tone of 110.9 on Tuesdays at 7. It's a great training net. If you're looking for some training in all of this, this is a great place to join them at. So do that. Did I say November? Okay, I'm sorry. But that's February. Yes, it is. Thank you very much. It is February. Thank you very much. All right, it's February 22nd. Did I say November? Oh, well. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, just before we get to the list that I have so far, let me just go down some things that were happening today. So the 58th inaugural event on Friday today was in D.C. and the surrounding areas. It was pretty much center stage for everyone. We had stations from some local jurisdictions around D.C., including D.C., plus many federal agencies were also geared up with radio communications on their nets. The Maryland Emergency Management Agency and the DHR, Department of Housing Resources, Human Resources, for their ESF6 shelter was also stationed so that we could communicate with them and they could communicate with us. Emails were being sent to designated NBC staff, and that was to keep everyone informed, including status reports every 4 hours from me, and as Al mentioned, every 2 hours on the MEPN, and hourly, I think, from some of the 2 meter are some of the stations that we're using 2 meters. So lots of activity, and looking forward to seeing what the final reports are going to be. Take a break. I got one more thing, and we'll get to the list. All right, this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC EchoLink Net on the third Friday of every month. Also, The new Radio Parity Act bill has been introduced to the House. It's going to take the same path as before. The number is 555, not 1301 or 1362. It's 555, House Resolution Bill 555. And for some of you who do contesting or Century Club, it's triple nickels. So the league is going to report, going to release some information very soon on how we're all going to help, and we're all going to do that again because we want to do that because everybody gets to play on radio. So remember that. 555 is the new Parity Act bill. You'll hear more about that and read it on the website, the league website, more information there. All right, let's get to our list. We'll take a break and we'll start at the top. All right, first go to WB3GXW. John, if you have something for the net, go ahead, sir.
Got nothing for the net. I'm watching some activity on top of the roof of the school, so I need to call this in. I'll see you later.
Oh, no. Yes, call that in indeed. Okay, John, thank you very much. Now, do I have any stations on the K2JAI repeater? K2JAI, do I have any stations there? Your call sign, please.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Tango Ocean Yankee.
KA2JAI.
All right, let's go to WA3TOI. Mr. Kurt, have a few words for the net, sir.
Still backing up the Skywarn. Admiral, the county Skywarn's been quiet, fortunately. We were bypassed by any major storms that have come up in the last several months. So we're thankful for that. Other than that, not much going on. So back to you, Marty. WA3TO1.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kurt. How about... All right, let me try that again. Oh, KD3KYM. I'll put you on the list there. KA2JAI, go ahead.
Good evening, Marty. Maryland Mobileers has two opportunities coming up in the near future for VE exams. Our usual fourth Tuesday is coming up on the 24th. That's an evening session. And also at our annual HamFest, which you mentioned earlier during the HamFest listing, we will be offering VE exams at 9 a.m. at the HamFest as well. Back to you, Marty. This is KA2JAI.
3JQQ.
All right, very good. Thank you. All right, let's move down to the N3HF. N3HF on the link or repeater side, it really doesn't matter. Do we have any stations on November 3, Hotel Foxtrot System? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard here. How about the W3SMD? How about the W3SMD repeater system, link system? Anyone there that would like to check in with your call sign? Check in now, please.
Good evening, and how do you do? And happy inauguration day and all that stuff. Nothing else to say. W1JD.
All right, W1JD, thank you for checking in. Anyone else on the W3SMD system? All right, let's move to W3ICF. Philip, anybody over there on your system? Let's see if anybody wants to check in through W3ICF. Go ahead. Okay. There's the echo. So I'm listening to the repeater over there in Frederick, but I thought I heard someone. We'll give you another chance. Anyone who was checking in through the W3ICF, go ahead. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go. Anyone connected to WB3GXW-R, Washington? Anyone who would like to check in with your call sign? Check in through the WB3GXW-R. Go ahead.
So this is KD3KYM. I'd like to say hello to everybody. Over. KD3KYM.
Good evening. PY2VIT. São Paulo, Brazil.
All right. you very much. KB3KYM, thank you for checking in. And the Victor India Golf, San Pablo, Brazil. I didn't get the whole call sign, sir. If you could give it to me again, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, Lieutenant PI2VIT, São Paulo, Brazil, by Ecolinco. Good evening.
All right, well, thank you very much, PI2VIT. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. I'm glad you're with us. We meet monthly on the third Friday of every month. My name is Marty, Mike Alpha Radio Tango Yankee. The Maryland DC section manager here in Maryland and DC. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. All right, let's move down now to KK4TLR on his smartphone. What a great way to do that. KK4TLR, go ahead. Okay, nothing heard. We'll recognize Kilo Charlie 3 Alpha Bravo Foxtrot, who said he's muted. We'll recognize him. Let's go to WB3WQI. Also checked in. Oh, wait a minute. He might have said he's going to go watch a movie. I believe that's what he said. I'm going to bed, is what he said. All right. We'll move on. How about Milford? N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Ah, there you go. I'll get the buttons going right. Sorry about that. From November 3. Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and quite dark, really, as it is tonight. But just wanted to check in, let you know they're still working and still carrying on here in Bowie. So you're doing a good job, Marty. Appreciate that, and great to hear that PY2 Victor India Tango station in San Paulo. So we'll pass it back and see who else can come in. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in Bowie.
Okay, this is PI2VIT Tango. My name is Vanderlei Victor Alpha November Delta Echo Romeo Lima Echo India. Thanks for you receive me. I'm talking by Echo Link. I have some problems here, because the Echolink does not work efficiently here. And I will stay in QRX. I only heard my friends on the frequency or Echolink. And I appreciate to talking with my friends on the frequency. But I will in QRX in this moment, and I try to make the Echo Link work better. Okay, I return the...
Okay, Vanderlei, thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Very interesting. And thank you for joining us from San Pablo, Brazil, where it might be just a bit warmer than it is here in Maryland. All right, let's continue on. Let's go to Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo with Tango. Mr. Paul, go ahead.
JQQ.
All right, I must have missed him. Let's go to Stu, Whiskey India 3, Juliet. Go ahead, Stu.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Good evening, on Annette, WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Very informative, Annette, as usual, Marty. Thank you for your service. I try to make it every month here, so no more traffic for me. Marty, back to you. Thank you, WI3J.
Okay, Stu, thank you. Before we go to Bruce, let's go to K6CAR next. But before I do that, I want to recognize Zulu Sierra 1 Oscar Kilo. Alistair records our Echolink session. He's told us he does that. He really appreciates the opportunity to do that, to record it. And he uses it for his amateur radio endeavors where he's at. So thank you very much for honoring us with that, and we look forward to having you with us each time we're here for our net. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Bald Eagle. There I go again. To the Maryland section Echo Link. It's been a long day, guys. All right, let's go now to K6, Charlie Alpha Romeo in Charleston. Go ahead.
This is K6CAR. Just checking in for the net. Haven't done that for a while. Up here in Cecil County. We just got our CBRA repeater back up on Echolink, so I'm going to try and convince them to link on this net regularly. Back to net, K6CAR.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great indeed. So Southern Maryland, the north part of Maryland, Central Maryland, we've got it down around the district. The Eastern Shore hears us as well. So I just need to get a couple of repeaters out west that would be linked in. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. All right, let's move to WA3SWJ. Mr. Bruce, go ahead. Okay, Bruce, I get it. No mic. I got it. All right. Is there anything you want to ask or add to the net? You say you're just listening, but we're always interested in things that might be happening. So if you have anything that you'd like to share, just put it in the text box, and I'll send it up. Okay, very good. He reports nothing tonight, and thanks. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. All right, this is Marty, KB3MXM, Maryland, DC section Echo Link. We're at a few moments before the top of the hour where we usually end. John, if you're still here, are we going to get any news tonight, or are we going to wait for that? Is news coming tomorrow? It's not tonight, right? We might be still dealing with that issue on top of the roof. Okay. Have I met stations that would like to check in? Your call sign, please. All right, that sounds like it. Does anyone have any last-minute alibis they would like to share with us? Anything that you might have thought of while you're sitting here enjoying the net? This is your chance. Go ahead.
Well, let me just pop in real quick and say Happy New Year, because a few of you I haven't heard since in 73, KB3JQQ.
I'm sorry. I had you listed here, and I didn't scroll down far enough. Oh, no. My goodness. I'm bad. Thank you very much for checking in. That's KB3JQQ, my neighbor right down the street. They're not very far away. We can talk simplex on 2 meters. All right, thank you very much. All right, folks, it's the top of the hour. I want to thank everybody who joined us this evening and for our stations checking in from very far away. Vanderlee, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Quite a pleasure to have you with us on our net. And Alistair, Azulu, Sierra One, Oscar Kilo, who records this for his net as well. I hope all of you have a safe and happy weekend. Please remember to support your amateur radio clubs by attending meetings. Please report anything newsworthy to your section team so we can get it published. And it is a good time to join the league. So lots of things going on and lots of opportunities there. I hope to see some of you in the near future as we start to get around to visiting some of the clubs again. I'm a little late on getting to some of them. They've asked me, but I haven't had a chance to. So I hope to get a chance to do that. 7-3 is all. Have a great evening. This is KB3MXM. Good night. Oh, Mr. Chris, you came back now. Oh, I was going to give you a chance. Go ahead. There's time. Go ahead and tell us about the Baltimore Traffic Net. Don't forget to mention membership. Join the club. All right. I don't hear him. All right, folks. It's been a long day. I'm going to go try to get some sleep, and hopefully I'll be doing fun things tomorrow, too. 7-3 is all. KB3MXM. Good night.
KB3KYM listening.